Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, September 14th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Charles William Fremantle. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the stories behind the names you might not know, but should. Today, we're putting the spotlight on a fascinating figure from the 19th century, Charles William Fremantle. Now, you might wonder, who exactly is Charles William Fremantle, and why does he matter? That's a great question. Fremantle was a British naval officer and explorer who played an integral role in the British colonization of Australia. He's a character that embodies the spirit of exploration during a time when the world was both vast and unknown. Throughout this episode, let's unravel his story, the historical context he lived in, and how his actions influenced not just Australia, but also stages of leadership and exploration in the British Empire. Charles William Fremantle was born in 1800, meaning he lived during an incredibly transformative period in history. The world was buzzing with exploration and colonial ambition. Imagine yourself in that time. Empires were expanding, and the oceans were filled with ships searching for new territories, resources, and wealth. Doesn't that spark your imagination? After joining the Royal Navy, our friend Fremantle's journey took him to the far reaches of the globe. He was a man who believed intently in the mission of the British Empire. But what many people often forget is that such missions were not without their complications. The colonial mindset was often tied to ideas of superiority, and that comes with a moral weight that we grapple with even today. How do you reflect on this legacy of exploration and colonization that shaped the modern world? In 1826, Fremantle was appointed to command HMS Challenger. His significant break, however, came in the year 1829. That's when he landed at a small inlet in Western Australia. Today, this point in time is considered pivotal for Australian history. Fremantle's mission was not simply to explore, but to lay the groundwork for what would become the Swan River Colony, one of the first British settlements in the region. Fremantle's actions were marked by both military and diplomatic efforts as he navigated the complexities of encountering Indigenous peoples, whom he often referred to in his diaries. This raises important questions. How do we as modern individuals reckon with the past decisions made by figures like Fremantle? When he arrived, he observed existing communities which had been living in harmony with their land for thousands of years. The implications of his colonization efforts were significant, often leading to profound changes in these communities. As we venture further into Fremantle's story, we must understand the broader scope of British interests. With the Industrial Revolution in full swing back in England, the empire was on the lookout for resources and trading ports that could fuel its growing appetite. The establishment of the Swan River Colony was thus not just an act of exploration. It was an attempt to secure a strategic foothold in the region. When you think about it, this sentiment echoes in today's discussions on resource extraction and global trade. Are we repeating history in some ways? Fremantle's legacy is also tied to his actions as a governor. His leadership style was characterized by a blend of sureness and prudence. Both qualities were necessary in navigating the challenges of early colonization. He faced a population that was increasingly composed of diverse groups, including settlers, convicts, and local indigenous communities. His challenges as a colonial governor demonstrate the complexities of governance and the ramifications of decisions made within fraught circumstances. How might his decisions be viewed through the lens of ethical leadership? There are lessons to be gleaned here about the art of compromise, the responsibility of leaders, and the impact of governance on the lives of ordinary people. One of the notable aspects of Fremantle's tenure was his ability to establish peace with local Aboriginal groups. He acknowledged the importance of cooperation and ensured that he avoided direct conflict where possible. This adds another layer to our understanding of his character, a pioneer who understood that long-term success required more than just military might. Could this be an example for contemporary leaders who strive for sustainability and inclusivity? By 1839, Fremantle's time as governor had come to an end, but his legacy lived on. His contributions were foundational in shaping what would eventually become the state of Western Australia. While you might not hear his name often in modern discussions of Australian history, it's crucial to reflect on how individuals like Fremantle impacted the fabric of nations across the globe. As we come to the close of this episode, I encourage you to think deeply about what it means to explore and colonize. What ethics should guide present-day exploration? How can we learn from the past, not just to commemorate individuals like Charles William Fremantle, but to critically assess the broader consequences of their actions? Remember, history is not just a collection of dates and names. It's a tapestry woven from individual stories, decisions, and their subsequent impact. What part of Fremantle's story resonates with you the most? In what ways could his experiences teach us valuable lessons for our current societal challenges? Thank you for joining me on this exploration of Charles William Fremantle. If you're hungry for knowledge and curious about more historical figures who shaped our world, stay tuned for our next episode. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and let history guide your journey.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Charles William Fremantle. Thanks for listening. See you next time.